The information presented is for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed are not necessarily the opinions of any Daikin company. This information should not be confused for accounting, legal, medical, or other professional advice. Please seek advice from a qualified professional for any specific questions.
It's actually a very safe refrigerant. Daikin wants to be involved in the community.
Making another touch point to build my brand.
So the first question we ask everyone is, welcome to Accelerated HVAC Success. My name is Ben Middleton. I'm the National Sales Training Manager for the Goodman, Amana, and Daikin brands. Today we are at Seahurst Park, just outside of Seattle, Washington, and I'm joined here with Matt Baker. Matt, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me, Ben.
So Matt, you are the manager of energy efficiency and electrification.
That's right, program development. So okay. We're focused on understanding what's going on with rebates and what's available for our dealers out there, and then communicating that to them.
So, and rebates are definitely important. We've been doing this series as we're going out to all of these great different locations, talking about how Daikin Fit, you know, works in just about every single environment. And being up here in the Pacific Northwest, I know there's been a lot of Daikin Fit units sold. I think last time I checked, we're over 1,900 different utility rebate programs across North America. In Washington, you and I are chatting. There's quite a few here.
Yeah, 50, 60 programs that our dealers participate in just in the state of Washington. It's a very complex landscape, so there's a lot of work to be done there.
And I think there's a lot of talk, obviously, with the big, beautiful bill that was signed and put into place, and that is sunsetting the tax credits that we had for high-efficiency HVAC product. But that's coming to the end on December 31st.
Correct. Yeah. So on December 31st, will be the last day that you can install and claim the tax credit in the following year on your tax return, that $2,000 tax credit that we've been utilizing for quite a while now. But that actually sets the stage for a handover to rebate programs. We have lots of robust rebate programs out there today all across the country. And Daikin has actually developed some tools to help our dealers identify those programs and find out what's available to them for their projects.
You know, as I've been listening to the news and hearing a lot of different reports, I'm actually seeing that, because the tax credits are coming to an end in another segment like electric vehicles, we're seeing kind of this mad dash right now towards electric vehicle purchases where people are making sure that they can take full advantage of all of these things. What should contractors be doing right now in terms of 25C and making sure that they're educating homeowners? Where are you seeing them have success?
That's the opportunity right now. We have through the end of the year to utilize this tax credit to offer it as an option for their customers to take up to $2,000 off of the cost of their system through a tax credit in the following year. We should be selling on that right now. Hey, get this while you can. It is going away in just a few months. So let's take advantage of that and let's make sure that we get you that $2,000 tax credit while it's available still.
But then when we come into the new year, I mean, there's a huge opportunity. Like we just talked about, there's all of these programs. But I think historically, we've always had a lot of programs, but it's been confusing, cumbersome for contractors to really make sense of, you know, what's available, what qualifies, what is all the paperwork or everything else that I need. So what have you and your team developed to help Daikin contractors be more successful?
So we developed the Daikin Energy Rebate Center. Mm-hmm. It's a platform where dealers can go in and find out what's available to them in their area for a specific project. Today, we have tools where you can go and put in a zip code and see what may be available mm-hmm. for a particular location. But we don't really provide any guidance on qualifying and making sure that the system they're selecting is going to work in that program. That requires manual processes to kind of suss all that out. This new platform simplifies all of that. You go in, you put in an address, you put in a few details about the project, maybe a couple details about the home that you're going to be installing in, and it presents you with this is exactly what's available and this is how much you qualify for, and then it helps you to collect that data, that information that's required for those programs, and submit directly. It helps you also to stack those rebates together. So when we have multiple programs, maybe we have a local utility program, we have something from the state government, and maybe even a federal program, we can stack all those together into one tidy little package, collect that data once, and submit it and get those rebates for those homeowners.
And that's a huge differentiator for all of the Goodman, Amana, Daikin contractors that are out there, is they're utilizing this tool. because many of their competitors don't have a tool that will actually help them put together all of these rebates and incentives.
Yeah.
So now when they go in, they're able to actually show how they can make their system more affordable, make the more efficient solution even more affordable than maybe the base efficiency system with all those programs that are available.
That's exactly right. And that's actually the goal of those programs. You know, their electrification and energy efficiency programs, the goal is to promote those technologies. And so the whole point is let's try and help bring that cost down of the more efficient option to be on parity with the minimum efficiency equipment that they would have otherwise chosen. Make that decision easier for the homeowner. The problem is when you have states like Washington's a perfect example where we have so many different programs dotted around. Every little city in the state has its own program. Knowing which city you're in and what the requirements are for it and all of those ins and outs, it gets really complicated. It becomes a barrier to participation for dealers. And so by providing this tool, they don't actually have to care about that anymore. They don't have to know if they're in Bellevue or Seattle or where they are. They just go in, plug in some details. They don't have to know any of the requirements of the program either. The platform helps them figure that out and claim those incentives.
And this really isn't a political issue when you look at it. Really, a lot of people may be scratching their heads a little bit. Why in the world would a utility company want to pay a rebate for high efficiency equipment? Because in the end, you have the consumer using less energy. So could you help enlighten us a little bit? Why in the world would a utility company put their own money out towards this?
It's a great question. So the utility landscape is broken up basically into two different types of utilities. We have those that are owned by the public, that's municipal utilities, cooperatives, and there's those that are owned by private corporations, they're investor-owned utilities. Mm-hmm. For investor-owned utilities, they're monopolies. And so part of the regulation of that monopoly is that as a government, we require them to help their customers save energy. And it seems counterintuitive to their business model maybe to have them bring down their energy use, but it actually helps protect the grid because increasing energy use can add additional constraints. Adding generating capacity is actually really expensive and takes a really long time. So keeping everything relatively flat actually helps the broader good. For those publicly owned utilities, they're part of your government, your local government. It's usually part of a city or a county, and those organizations, their whole goal is to serve their constituents. And so trying to help keep those costs down for them, that's what drives them. So there is an incentive factor, even though it seems counterintuitive on the surface, yeah.
Yeah, and so really it's all about our infrastructure. Like you
Correct.
Said, to your point, generation and building more of that capacity is really, really difficult. And we are seeing a huge amount right now of demand just because there's been a lot more homes that are being built. Obviously, Correct. We see a lot of the data centers that are being put up all over the place. They're using a ton of energy.
Absolutely.
And so trying to figure out where we can lessen that load and take especially off of peak demand times and move that around. Are you doing anything in the front of, you know, helping utility companies understand how to utilize inverter technology to help shed some of those peak demand hours?
It's really a key part of my team's job is
yeah.
to make sure that that we're communicating about the value of inverter. A lot of these programs use metrics that have been around for 40, maybe 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And those metrics were really, you know, helpful back in the 80s and 90s. As technology has evolved, though, the way that the equipment operates, inverter technology specifically, our variable capacity systems, they operate differently than what traditional utility program calculation models utilize. So communicating to them about how they work, how it's different, and why it's important to acknowledge and recognize that that value with the inverter is really a core part of our job. And we've been very successful in getting that message across in some really key programs cross country.
So how is Daikin specifically working with not only local utilities, but then also on a national scale? And what is Daikin doing even in Canada as we start to work with those different programs that are up there?
So the majority of the programs that we're working with today tend to be at a local level. They're usually offered by a utility, maybe by a regional or state government. We do have some federal government programs as well from the Inflation Reduction Act that are still, we have some that are available. We have some more that are coming out very soon in states like Arizona that are launching very shortly here. And so those federal programs are pretty well set around the Energy Star standard, mm-hmm. which works out really well. We have, you know, our FIT lineup that qualifies very well across all three brands in that category. In Canada, they had a really nice federal program that went away at sunset about a year and a half ago. We're hopeful that they'll reinstitute that, but there are lots of province and city level programs that are available across Canada that are really quite beneficial, quite really nice dollar amounts. And so making sure that they understand, again, the value of inverter and are setting those program targets in the correct way. That's our job of communication.
So let's talk a little bit about going back to the Inflation Reduction Act itself. So we know 25C is going to be actually changed for us. But what's happening with the rebate programs that were put into that program? How are states managing that that maybe already have the money allocated to them? Mm-hmm. Are there any states that are losing that? You know, what's happening on that in that front?
I can say we know what we know. Yeah. There are states that are successfully operating programs today, California, Wisconsin, New York. They receive their funding. They're utilizing it. Those programs are running. We have other states that are preparing to launch. I already mentioned Arizona. We have some states in the South getting ready to launch. Georgia recently launched as well. So we're seeing things emerge still. But I think that there's still a bit of uncertainty about what the next several years holds for those programs and what the funding will continue to look like. We're optimistic right now. We see it as an opportunity to continue to use those programs, get these inverter heat pumps into deserving customers' homes, and leverage those dollars in really meaningful ways.
So the Daikin Energy Rebate Center that you and your team have worked on and put together, that originally rolled out to 5 states, correct?
Correct.
And then now you're at 35, I think it is?
35 states. We have 155 programs covered today.
Okay.
By the end of the year, we'll probably be closer to 200 programs across 38 states. We consider that to be pretty much national coverage. There are some states where there just aren't programs available today. And so, you know, we're always going to be ready to roll this out in those states should they add programs. But at this time, there's nothing to support. So 38 states covers those 200 programs covers the bulk of what's available and what's really available to our dealers to offer to their customers.
So let's walk through it a little bit. So you go ahead and you put in the customer's address mm-hmm. first, right?
Correct.
And then after you do that, it's going to look and see all the programs that are available and come up with a list of questions just to establish kind of a baseline of what they might qualify for, right?
Correct. So the first bit is the address, like you said. The qualification, you enter in some details. Some programs want to know, are you replacing a gas appliance with an mm-hmm. electric appliance? Electrification programs, right? So they'll ask, is the existing appliance you're removing a gas appliance? Great. Is what you're installing all electric? Great. That's kind of the qualification level questions that are asked. You'll maybe have to put in some SEER or HSPF or EER values, again, to qualify, make sure that the equipment you're installing is going to qualify for the incentive. And then you're presented with a list of these are all of the available rebates. These are all the available tax credits. Some states also offer tax credits, like Colorado. You can claim both the 25C and a state-level tax mm-hmm. credit there for the heat pump. And then some states also offer financing programs where the state or the utilities might buy down the interest rate and help broaden the qualification basis so that customers can get preferred terms for energy efficiency upgrades that they can then utilize to pay for their project, which is really helpful when we're talking about, big system replacements.
So then you can go and select, I want to do all of these programs.
Correct.
So the contractor and the homeowner have control to discuss and figure out what they want to do. And then it will literally say, okay, here's all the forms that need to be filled out. All the way up to that point, this is all free to every single contractor, correct?
Yep. The Daikin Energy Rebate Center is a free tool to utilize all the way up to that point of submission mm-hmm. before you send it off to those programs to apply for those incentives. The checklist that you get is a consolidated checklist. So, if we use the example of claiming 3 different incentives mm-hmm. at once, you're entering the model number once, you're entering the address, the customer information once. It then takes that and divides it out and sends it to the correct programs based on the requirements for each program. When you do go to submit, there is a fee to pay for that claim submittal. The value in that is you now have a validated application that's already been run through the back end system to check it, make sure that everything's accurate and correct. You also get put directly into the queue with those programs. And then you also get tracking available so you can check on the status of your application. If there was a flaw, maybe you got some numbers reversed in your model number and it wasn't caught before, or you missed a value, you get notification as well, and it prompts you, hey, come back in, let's fix this. You can resubmit again. And all of that is managed through the center, through the Dyke Energy Rebate Center, if you submit electronically through it.
So for those contractors that want to take advantage of, which I don't know why you wouldn't want to, because it just really simplifies everything, makes it so easy for you. And I'm hearing from a lot of contractors, I mean, they're paying in that just in hourly wages just to have somebody in the office that's doing the submittals already. But the other thing is, as we talked about in the beginning, this is the differentiator of the contractor now coming in and saying, hey, here's all the programs that you qualify for. Oh, by the way, instead of leaving you to figure this all out, I'm going to do all of this on your behalf, and I'm going to track all the way through and make sure that everything is done and you get all of the money that you deserve.
That's absolutely right. It's simplifying the process. It's speeding it up. It's taking that burden off of the contractor. I was with a contractor in Sacramento earlier this week, and they're processing rebates by the dozens. This actually frees up time for them to go out and do more sales, to go and attend more service calls. It's going to free up some time with an individual that's usually spent submitting these applications, because it simplifies the whole process.
Well, that leads me into the last piece I want to talk about. Give me some success stories. Tell me how contractors are winning with rebates today and utilizing all these great tools that you guys have been working on.
Yeah, so you know, we have contractors all over the place that are taking advantage of these wonderful programs. The real win for them is that they no longer have to have somebody that's maintaining a mental database of what's available, what are the changes coming. The Dyke and Energy Rebate Center gives them updates if there is a program change coming with their program. If the you know, we do know that programs run out of funds sometimes, and this is a big reason why contractors don't participate in rebate programs. This is what we hear from them, is there's uncertainty. We don't know if it's going to go away or what the status is. It's all given to you right there. When you go in and you put in a customer's address, it'll flag for you and say, this program's going away in 3 weeks. It's going to be sunset because they're running out of funds. So that gives you a window where you can say either confidently, let's go ahead and get this project done for you, let's claim these funds, or, you know what, this isn't going to be available for us because we don't have enough time to get it done. It takes that uncertainty out of the equation for them.
Well, Matt, do you have any last words of wisdom or thoughts that you want to share with our guests?
Yeah, so if you want to know more about the Dyke and Energy Rebate Center, head on over to the HVAC Learning Campus and check out the resources that we have available there. We have some training material where we've recorded some webinars. We have some presentations. We also have our flyers posted there. And you can access the Dyke and Energy Rebate Center directly with a Dyke and SSO link there.
Well, thank you so much, Matt. I really appreciate you coming on out here. And for all of you that are out there, if you liked this episode, please make sure you go ahead and hit that like button. If you're listening on one of our podcast channels, please make sure you go ahead and hit subscribe so that you can be informed of all of our upcoming episodes that we have. Until next time.
It's actually a very safe refrigerant.
Daikin wants to be involved in the community.
Making another touch point to build my brand.
So the first question we ask everyone is,